What's the word on Main Street? I'm so glad you asked. Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. At the Southwest Harbor Public Library, there's an artist reception with plein air oil painter Vicky Smith. That's happening Tuesday, September 9th from 5 to 6:30. Vicky Smith had this to say, "Oil paints are luscious and malleable, a pleasure to work with. When painting en plein air, the vistas change with cloud cover or the sun moving across the sky. You might get a glimpse of an unexpected color. Absorbing that color into my painting can be delightful." You can see her work at the Southwest Harbor Public Library. The reception is Tuesday night, 5 to 6:30. Inspired by a love of plants and gardening, Fred Michel explores horticultural art by creating still-life images of plants and their parts that capture what's often ephemeral and short-lived. He'll be at the Wendell Gilley Museum, also on Tuesday, September 9th, as part of their People, Nature, Art presentation. This signature series brings artists, writers, carvers, and creative types of all kinds to the museum to explore and share the interplay of nature and their art. There's a public reception at 6, followed by his talk at 7. Registration is required, whether you want to attend in person at the Gilley in Southwest Harbor or watch the live stream via Zoom. WendellGilleyMuseum.org. On Wednesday, September 10th, there's an artist's reception at the Courthouse Gallery in Ellsworth, 5 to 7 p.m. Can't make it? Never fear, the show's up until October 15th. But on Wednesday, you might be able to meet Heidi Daub, Rosie Moore, or Lillian Day Thorpe. That's 5 to 7 at the Courthouse Gallery for the artist's opening. If you're on Deer Isle, check out the Deer Isle Artists Association Show of Small Works. It's an exhibit of works small enough to fit in a suitcase, perfect for this time of year when so many are flying south. It's a small gallery, but you'll find ceramics, jewelry, paintings, photographs, prints, textiles, weaving, and wood, all in the charming village of Deer Isle. That show is up through September 20th. Also on Deer Isle, on September 11th, 4 to 5:30 p.m., you can join Haystack Mountain School of Crafts participants and faculty for an end-of-summer walkthrough of the studios and campus. You'll get to visit all the Haystack studios and view the work created during this session's workshops. Want to take something home with you? There's a silent auction and a live auction. That's all happening on the Haystack campus, not in Deer Isle Village proper, but off Sunshine Road. September 11th, 4 to 5:30. Want specific directions or more information? Haystack-mtn.org is the website. So yes, I tell you about art gallery openings, and I tell you about art classes where you can learn to make your own masterpieces. I tell you about book launches, like this one on Thursday night. The library and Blue Hill Books is co-sponsoring a talk with Maine author Michael Burke about his new essay collection, The Art of the Myth. That's happening Thursday, 7 p.m. This collection captures one man's unique experience of Maine. Again, that's happening at Blue Hill Public Library Thursday night at 7. I also remind you of WERU's archives, where you can have a second chance to attend a launch or a talk. Did you miss the July 20th conversation when the Word Festival and Working Loose, the Blue Hill Concept Shop and Art Gallery, hosted a conversation between two New Yorker editors, one of whom had written the definitive biography of Saturday Night Live founder Lorne Michaels? Susan Morrison, New Yorker articles editor and author of Lorne, the Man Who Invented Saturday Night Live, was interviewed by New Yorker executive editor Daniel Zielinski. Check out the Word Literary Festival archive at weru.org. And don't forget to have the Word Festival on your calendar. It's October 23rd to 26th this year. I tell you about writing classes where you can learn to write your own books. I even tell you about the dog at Blue Hill Public Library kids can read to. That's happening today, 10:30 to 11:30. Yes, I tell you about all of that, but what I'm telling you about right now is something a little different. The Literacy Volunteers of Bangor provides training twice a year, and fall training begins on September 17th. You have time to sign up right now. The trainings are weekly evening sessions available in hybrid or fully remote models. For more information, visit Literacy Volunteers of Bangor's website, lvbangor.org. That's for Literacy Volunteers of Bangor.org. You can help change lives. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?